Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This is a small enough passage that I have time to read it again. Let the word of God begin to sink into our hearts. I can't wait to show you the challenge that he has for us from these two verses today. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Paul says, see the positive, praise God, talk to God all the time. This is God's will for us. I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to say it to you again. See the positive, praise God, talk to God all the time. This is what God's will is for us. Now you say, Jim, why did you repeat that? Well, actually, it's a scriptural practice. Listen to Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9, where Paul writes something similar here. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." He repeats it. "Let your reasonableness, your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Did you catch that? He says, rejoice always. Again, I'm going to say it to you. Again, I'm going to say rejoice. If you're anxious about something, bring it to the Lord. Bring it to him, and he'll give you a peace. And finally, brothers, whatever's true, honorable, just, whatever's pure, lovely, commendable, anything excellent, think about these things. Again, this is what he says here in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 17. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, because this is God's will for you. In other words, God's desire is in his will for us is that we be positive, rejoicing, happy, content people. Why? Because our Heavenly Father is the King of the universe, and he's made us right with him. He's called us his children. He's promised to supply all of our needs. Yes, in this life there'll be trouble. Yes, in this life we'll have tribulation. But take heart. He's overcome the world, and he lives within us. He'll give us grace. He'll give us victory. He'll give us strength to go through the trials, and we are to be allowing him to do in us what is only supernaturally to be done by him, producing rejoicing and peace and patience and gentleness and kindness and self-control. And we'll be spending our time talking to him, knowing that he's always near, focusing on what's positive, focusing on what's pure, rejoicing at all times. And then the world, who's going through same stuff that we are, will say, how do you act so positive when you got cancer like I do, when you have these trials like I do, when you have all these different things that we're going through? You have death in your family like I've had death in my family. And it's an opportunity for the light of Christ, the reality of Jesus within us, to be then told. People are supposed to be asking us to give reason for the hope that lies within us. But today in the church, I don't see many people asking other Christians or asking Christians about the hope that lies within them, because most Christians are walking around morbid and moping and blah, 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 woe is me, and the world's a mess, and my IRA's gone down, and all this mess. Folks, the scripture says that God's will for us is that we would be rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, and giving thanks in all circumstances to God, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus for us. So that's your challenge for today. Say, God, put in me a heart of rejoicing. Put in me a heart of joy. Put in me a heart of peace. Put in me a heart that says, I'm going to see the positive, whatever's pure. I'm going to keep my eyes on you. I'm not going to be looking at the storm and the waves. I'm going to look at the Jesus that's walking on the storm and the waves. And then he'll empower me, like he did Peter, to walk on the storm, above the waves, in the midst of the storm. Lord, do your work in me so that the world sees that you are really there. It's one thing for me to tell them that you live within me. It's another thing for them to see it. And I look forward to sharing some more from 1 Thessalonians with you on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.